just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham.
Shanti. We are heading towards the fag end of the series. After discussing multiple messages for next 7 days, we'll try to understand, explore the first avyakta, murli, of this yakya. The first murli through Dadi Gulzar. That was the time when Baba had left, 18th January 1969. So it was the most shocking thing. It was the most unexpected thing. The yajna was at the crossroads. There was upheaval in every mind. There was uncertainty and doubts. What will happen next? There was grief, there was sorrow, there was a deep sense of separation. So the feelings and emotions were mixed. What will happen next? How things will go on? The very support of the yajna has gone. Now what? So there were clouds of uncertainty, fear, looming large over the heads of many. When such a thing had taken place. What will happen now? Baba had said that we would go together, but he left suddenly. So different minds, different souls had different thoughts, different feelings, different emotions. So in that, in this background, there was this first Avyakta Murli, 21st January 1969. In the morning there was Avyakta message and in the evening was this Murli. So we'll try to understand this in next 7 days. Brahma Baba left the body but did not leave our hand or his company. All of you, are all of you sitting in the Avyakta form? Whilst in the corporeal form, you have to stabilize yourself in the Avyakta stage. The use of the word Avyakta has become predominant after Baba left. It's very tough, difficult, or rather impossible to translate the word Avyakta and manifest that which is not Vyakta, that which is not visible, that which is not Sakar, that which is not corporeal, that which is not palpable, that which is not visible, invisible. Or these are all poor translations. Avyakta, that which is not Vyakta, that which is not manifest, that which is intangible, that which is impalpable. So Baba is saying, all of you are sitting here. Are you in the Avyakta form? Whilst in the corporeal form, you stabilize yourself in the Avyakta stage. When you remain stable in the Avyakta stage, there will not be any upheaval in that stage. So Avyakta stage is something which is without upheaval. Avyakta stage is something which is beyond disturbance. So anything which is Vyakta is full of disturbances, upheavals. And when you try to go beyond Vyakta, you become silent, motionless. So Vyakta must mean becoming body conscious, becoming talkative, becoming extrovert. Vyakta is a thinking stage or overthinking stage. As you move from Vyakta towards Avyakta, thoughts reduce, introversion increases, you become silent. The part being enacted at the present time is the method to make all of you Avyakta very quickly. There is no need for fluctuation. So Baba said, this part was needed, this part was must. Just as Brahma has become Avyakta, now his becoming Avyakta will help you in becoming Avyakta. So this past part was important in drama. At the beginning, the establishment of the Yajna took place suddenly. When you came at the beginning of the establishment of the Yajna, all of you were made to write a letter of your faith. So when you came in this Yajna, Baba said, Nishchay Patra, you were asked to write a letter of faith. You used to write about having the faith that even if Brahma were to go away, your stage and your faith would remain unshakable. This is the Nishchay Patra, this is the letter of faith. Do you remember those letters of faith? Faith means there isn't the slightest form of doubt in any situation or at the time of any obstacles. Situations have to change and they will continue to change, but all of you sing the song. Which song you sing? Even if the world changes, we will remain constant. So Baba said, remember your letters of faith. You had written that even if Brahma goes away, we will not move behind. No matter what situation, what circumstance, what obstacle comes, our faith would remain unflappable. So it was the test of faith. Baba's becoming avyakt is to make you avyakt. Baba's becoming avyakt is the test of your faith. And so all of you, do all of you who are sitting in today's gathering have such a faith in the intellect? Your mama used to say that all the supports that you have till now will be removed. All the props would fall down. And that even after having had them removed, the foundation should still be strong. If the foundation is not strong, the supports are needed, necessary. Which supports? You must not let go of Baba's support, family's support, and that of the disciplines of the family, Maryada. So Mama said, just have these three supports. Baba's support, family's support, and discipline of the family, Maryada. These are only your support. That's it. Faith must not be broken by the testing scenes that come in front of you. Faith is unbreakable. It cannot be broken even if someone tries to break it. Those with such faith in the intellect are the garland round Baba's neck. So your faith must be like a rock. Unbreakable. Faith is to take the first step. Even though you don't know that there is a staircase. You have taken the first step. Only that first step is visible. You don't know the entire staircase is there. But you have the faith that an invisible power will help me, protect me, will become the canopy of protection. In Bible it is written, if ye have the faith, even as small as the mustard seed, impossible will become possible. But the faith should be there. Unflinching faith. If you draw a circle of Brahmin life, and this is love for Baba, the circumference, faith or trust is the center. I would love to use the word trust. Trust is a better word than faith. So your trust in the Father is the center. And the result of this trust is your love for Him. And the result of His love is the outer circle of maryadas, of disciplines, of codes of conduct, of seva, of relationships. So everything centers around faith. Faith is to carry the umbrella when everybody is going to pray for rain. People are going, the priest has called, there are no rains. Everybody is going to the temple outside the village to pray. But only a small girl is carrying umbrella because she alone has the faith that once we pray, it will rain. While the rest are mocking at her, she has become the butt of laughter for all of them. There is no rain, why are you carrying umbrella? I am carrying umbrella because when we will pray, it will rain. And probably, if others pray, it will never rain. It's only that girl, if she prays, it will rain. Your faith will be answered if you are firm in your faith. If your faith is wishy-washy, the results would be inconsistent. So Baba has left. Everybody is saying suddenly why this happened, how this happened. Baba said, I had already told. And you only had written Nishchay Patra, letter of faith. Don't forget your faith, those letters. Yeah, even if the world changes, we will not change. That was your faith. Faith knows no obstacles. Faith knows no barriers. Faith is the invisible stream of water through the desert of circumstances. Faith works miracles. The men of faith, God loves. Again in Bible it is written, a blind man comes to Jesus and he says unto him, dost thou believest that I canst cure thee? The blind man says, yes, yea Lord. Then be thou cured. And now don't tell this to anyone. It's your faith that has cured you, not me. So faith has miraculous powers. Faith moves mountains. Faith is not ego. Faith doesn't depend on opinion of others. It's your ego that worries about opinion of others. But your being is independent of opinions of others. Ego feeds on the opinions, on the comments. What others think of me. If they say that you are good, I feel I am good. If they say that you are not good, I feel hurt. So ego feeds on their opinion. But when I am situated in my own being, I am freed from their opinion. I don't bother. I don't care. And spiritual life is about getting rid of opinions of others. Because these opinions are the greatest wall. Spiritual life is the life of revolt. You become a rebel. Rebellion. You become a revolutionary. You don't care about what others say. When you know that this is true, it is true. So faith is a very powerful thing, but mind well. Faith should not become blind. Faith should not turn into superstition. That's why Baba said again, says again and again, judge what I say. Compare what I say. Use your discretion. The power of discretion. Don't accept anything blindly. Just because it is said by someone. Just because it is written somewhere. Just because it is written in scriptures. Just because it has been hallowed by traditions. Just because everybody is doing it. Just because it is accepted ceremonial or ritual. Faith should be based on your own deep experience. If others tell me and say, oh, this is this, accept it. Why should I accept? That is your opinion. That's your decision. That's you think so. I am not bound to accept your thinking, your viewpoints. So spiritual life is about search, about quest for the truth, for the ultimate, for the highest. And see that your faith doesn't become blind. There was a poor lady who used to stay alone. She could hardly see, though not totally blind. But she was old, a bit senile. And two Christian ladies came to her house and they said, we would like to serve you. We have come to help you. and they started serving her. They started helping her. From morning till night, they started taking care of her. And also they would recite prayers. In between, they would sit in meditation. And the whole atmosphere of the house was changed. It was turned into a temple-like atmosphere. And the old lady was so enchanted by these two women. And the two women who were there, they would light incense. They would sprinkle fragrance. And the entire milieu would be divine. And the old lady's faith in those two women kept increasing every day. Till one night, the lady was put to rest, and one of those two ladies kept her hand on the forehead of the old lady, and they lit the incense, and the fragrance was sprinkled, and even water was sprinkled. And when the old lady got up at midnight, her house was empty. Those two ladies ran away. They were cheaters. So before you believe, before you have faith, always confirm, reconfirm, investigate, reinvestigate your faith. In this Brahmin life, what are the different types of faith we have been taught? Faith in oneself. If you have faith in 33 million gods and no faith in yourself, you will not meet success, said Vivekananda somewhere. So the first criteria is to have faith in yourself. That yes, I can do it. Nothing is impossible for me. If God is with me, who can be against me? I can do impossible. I am possible. The second is faith in God. Faith in His powers. The third is faith in Jnana. The fourth is faith in Dharma. The faith in family. The faith in this Brahmin family. The faith in this Yajna. The faith in Madhavan. The faith in this epoch of 5000 years. The faith in future. The faith in time. You know what time is this. This is the confluence age. The time is running out. Every moment is precious. I cannot afford to waste my time at all. Time is currency. So faith in time, faith in God, faith in self, faith in Jnana, faith in Murli, faith in this Brahmin lifestyle, faith in purity, faith in every word of wisdom taught by God. Faith in your divine forms. So faith everywhere, that's what is needed. If you have this, you will have everything. Yeah, faith in destruction. You know that this is the old world. It will not survive for long. And unnecessary expansion in this world is useless. It's a time to pack up. It's time for return journey. It's time to go back to Godhead. It's time to stop, to think, to halt. And begin the written journey. So check your faith. In the ultimate analysis, we will be left alone in this world with our own faith. All those whom we call our own, they never were ours. They were always aliens. But we were lured into thinking that they are mine. This allurement is very expensive. Faith means freedom. Freedom from all the limited consciousness. In the Indian scriptures, they show Manu, and he had two wives, Diti and Aditi. Diti and Aditi. From Diti, all the sons which were produced were known as Daityas. And from Aditi, all those were produced were known as Adityas or deities. Diti means limited consciousness. Aditi means unlimited consciousness. From limited consciousness are produced devils, Daityas. And from Aditi are produced Aditya, that is deities, good thoughts, heaven. They reside in heaven. The realm of heaven is in our mind when our consciousness is Aditi. So it's all in the faith. It's all about faith. So widen your faith, deepen your faith. Strengthen your faith. Embolden your faith. Faith makes you victorious. In faith is the victory. Nishchay leads to vijay. So tomorrow we'll see the next part of this Murli. So all of you can go and read this Murli again. Yet again. And yet again. And yet again. There are many secrets hidden in this Avyakta Murli. Om Shanti.